Hi everybody, Michelle here from Blue Sounds. A little windy here, so if you get some wind noise, I apologize in advance. But, I'm a little huffy and puffy because I'm doing some yard work in our backyard. We are doing something different this year. We're still keeping our community garden plot, but we have decided to do root vegetables in our backyard. excuse me. We had a friend do rototill, that is. We figure about a 10 by 20 plot. What we did is we raked out some of the, we've got some rock crush that's in it and stuff like that. So I have done most of, probably about 3/4 of the plot. And I have, excuse me, today. And then I'll go and we'll shovel up the grit and grime into a plastic garbage can, which we'll parcel out eventually for taking away. But yeah, we're going to do some potatoes, some carrots, maybe some turnips. But I think we'll also do some peas out here this year to put some nitrogen back in the soil. Yeah. Here's George. Go left, George. He's going to do a burn-off, and we're probably going to have our first barbecue of the season today. So, looking forward to that. If the wind stays like it is right now, we'll definitely have it, and I think we'll audio-boo it. We've changed up our breakfasts. Got given at Christmas time a perfect pancake pan. And a lot of people may say, well, you know, you don't need that. You know? And they may say, well, cook your pancakes on high. Well, guess what? If you put your pan on medium-low, and cook them that way, heat up your pan, you're not going to believe the perfect pancakes you come out with, whether you use a perfect pancake maker or not. But we do, and the pancakes come out so beautifully. For someone like myself, excuse me, I'm really dry because I've been out here. I hate chasing around a pancake. It's, to me, dangerous, you know. And for those that are sighted, you know, it's great. You can, you know, have got good control. It's great. But for me, it's not. So if you follow by their instructions, which is basically 4 minutes on one side, you flip it, 3 minutes on another, and it's a nonstick surface, like, two pancakes were stuck to the pan today. Two. Well, I just reached in there with a pan, with a plastic knife, got it out, bloop, onto the other surface. And they come out so golden brown, it's just, I've never had a burnt one. Basically takes 7 minutes to make four. So, but yeah. Back to the garden. I'm really looking forward to this. And it's actually kind of neat of how this came about. For 2 years, I've been kind of thinking, oh, it'd be nice to kind of have our own spot here for root vegetables. And then I mentioned it last year to George. And it turned out we were on the same dream, wasn't it, George?
Yeah.
You know, he had dreams of us just sitting, kicking back here and watching our crops grow.
Well, of course, there's a lot of more work to them than that.
But yeah. But it was kind of neat, and I never forgot his words, you know, and I'm just like, that just tickled me like crazy. Like I said, thanks to our friend, we got it started, and thanks to God, because really, before I would have just, okay, that's done, I'll just leave it, you know, but no. Today, like I said, I've already been out for 10 minutes, and it'll probably take 10 minutes or less to get the last of it raked up and put into a container. I don't have a...
It's okay.
A seat. I'm just going to pause this for a minute. So, anyway, what else? The past couple days, yesterday was relaxing, but yet we went to a couple places. We went out for breakfast. We just decided, well, we just felt like something different. Usually we only go to McDonald's once, but we felt like since we were going to be out anyway, we decided to go out. We went there. George had an errand to do at Long & McQuaid, which is a local music store. And I needed a certain marker. It's out by Prismacolor, but I'm trying a new brand as well at another time. But I got, anyway, the color is called Sand, and it looks like sand. So I was using the other, the one, it was getting further down. I thought, well, if I don't get it now, and especially since it's on sale, I'll never get it. And even the Copics were on sale. So I thought, well, I left him at Georgia Tim Hortons, and I went across the road to Delta Art, and then we came back. I had lunch, and we came back home, and we just vegged the rest of the day until George went to his jam. Made supper, and then I continued relaxing. Day before was busy, though.
Oh, yeah.
I painted for the service for the first time in months. George played for the service at our home church. Plus, we played that morning, so by the time that we were ready for bed, we were both kind of bagged. George went earlier than I did. But then when I did, I had trouble sleeping. It's like, okay, whatever. So it's been busy. We're going to be playing for something called Celebrate Amazing Freedom this week. Oh, I just realized something. That's why I couldn't find my coffee cup. It's sitting out here on the back stoop.
Oh, from the other day.
Yes.
Yeah, from when John did the workout.
Yes.